When you hear the word distraction, what do you think about? Most of the times when we hear this word, we think about things that are happening outside of ourselves. But what about those internal distractions? Distractions that come from our spiritual battles or our misbeliefs? Well, guess what? In this episode, you are going to learn three of the most powerful ways to stop being distracted so that you can remember your original why and continue building this amazing vision. So if you want to find out what they are, stay tuned because we're about to get started. Hey, so listen, I am so glad that you are joining me again on the Affirm and Power podcast. I am your host and the creator of this podcast, Crystal Benford. And I'm so glad that you are listening or you may be watching. Okay, wherever you are, welcome. All right, listen, just in case you missed it, I just did a video in the last episode. It was called How to Avoid Distraction in 4 Easy Ways. That distraction video was more about the things that we struggle with that's outside of us, things that we can control, but it really has nothing to do with us internally. But let me tell you, go listen to that or go listen or watch whatever platform you're on. Go listen or watch that one. I'll make sure that the link is in the description. Also, if you are watching this on YouTube, then it's going to pop up somewhere around here on your screen. All right. You want to listen to that one because that one was more about productivity, like avoiding certain type of distractions and increasing productivity, especially if you work from home. So before I really get into the good of today's topic, okay, we're talking about spiritual distractions. I want you to please, because you know I'm going to ask, please hit the subscribe button if you're on YouTube. If you are listening on your favorite podcast platform, then I need you to hit the follow button as well. Also, don't forget, if you're on YouTube, I need you to like it. So go on and click that like button now. And please, anytime during this episode, leave a comment. Why do I need you to do this? Because it is so important for me to know that you are not only enjoying the content, but that I'm giving you information that is helping you along the way. So go ahead, take a pause right now, honey, and hit the thumbs up button. I'm going to need you to do that. All right, you hit it. All right, good, because I'm going to ask you again. Okay, so let's get started. Let's talk about these distractions. So in that last video, I gave you the definition. It's like the dictionary definition of distraction. And it was a distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. So this something else could be a project, a vision, a goal, a business, a ministry, whatever, weight loss, financial freedom, whatever it is. What are you being distracted from that you need to be working towards or working on? Okay. So think about that. That's the definition of a distraction, a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. And that something else is something that you need to be working on, especially now. So when we're talking about spiritual distractions, this is a little different than the video that I did prior to this one. This distraction, we're talking about not things that are outside of us, outside of our being, but these are things that come from within. Okay. And I'm going to break down a few of them for you just so you get an idea of, Crystal, what is a spiritual distraction? Okay. So the first one I'm going to give you is what you believe about yourself or your situation. This is so important. If you don't know, I'll tell you that our emotions, your emotions are you being sad, you being angry, you being happy and joyful, excited. These are our emotions and they're tied to our spiritual being, who we are as spirit beings living in this flesh body. Okay. So when we have these feelings, God allowed us to have these feelings to not only to discern certain things, but sometimes those feelings get a little misconstrued because of past experiences. And we can get a little down on ourselves because maybe in the past we failed or we made some mistakes that we think are, you know, not forgivable or whatever the case is, but it puts a stigma in our mind about who we are and what we're able to accomplish. So a spiritual distraction is how you really, like, what do you really believe about yourself? What do you believe about yourself? Do you believe that whatever you're working on, you're more than capable to do it? Do you believe that you are a winner? Do you believe that you are more than more than an overcomer? Do you believe that you are more than victorious? Do you believe that you're more than powerful to be able to do whatever it is that God has called you to do? If there is any type of doubt in that, in those questions, if there's any type of doubt, then you will run the risk, if you don't correct it, you will run the risk of that bleeding out into whatever you're trying to accomplish or whatever you're trying to build. And so what happens is you're not able to show up as vibrantly. You're not able to show up as powerful as you're already created to be, but you're not able to show up and really put all the attention and good energy into building whatever it is God is calling you to build. So you have to think about how do I view myself? Do I view myself as a failure or do I view myself as a winner? This is so important when you're building anything, whether it's a personal goal or a business goal or a ministry goal. You have to understand first, how do you feel about you? Do you feel that you can do this? Do you feel that you will accomplish this? Not as a theory, but can you accomplish this? Yes, you can. I'm here to tell you that you can, because clearly God has already given you everything that you need to succeed. Okay. So that's one of that can be one spiritual battle that you're dealing with when it comes to a distraction, because then your mind gets in the way. You've heard that term, getting in your own way. Well, this is one of those ways we can get in our own way. It's a form that those negative beliefs about ourselves, it begins to bleed out into self-sabotage. Okay. So another spiritual distraction is what we believe about God. Ooh, this is so good. Now, I don't know what kind of church you grew up in, but some people have grew up in churches or might still be in a church where all you hear is the doom and gloom about God. So you think that anything that you do, like if you don't get it just right or you think that, you know, God has it out for you or whatever, and you don't feel like you have the support of God, but you have some kind of weird idea or perception of who God is, you know, then that's going to affect you moving forward too, especially those of you as believers. He is a good God. That's what the word says. And he will not withhold good from you. So God wants you to be successful. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to thrive and be blessed. That's what his promises are about. He wants you to receive his promises. But if we have a negative idea of who God is in our head, and he's not a genie, let me put that out there, okay? But, you know, if we have a negative idea of who God is, then we're going to have a negative perception of who God is towards us, like him not being supportive and being more of an abusive father figure, as some people believe. You know, and this can stunt you, especially if you're a believer. This can really stunt you, stunt your growth and stunt your progress when you are trying to build something, because you don't think God has your back, or you don't think that God sees you as worthy or good enough to even be able to do the things that he's called you to do and called you to build. So we have to change our perception. That is an internal distraction that the enemy wants us to believe. He wants us to believe the lie that God does not want the best for you, that God does not have your back. That is absolutely not true. So don't allow this to be a distraction either. Okay. Know that God loves you and he wants the best for you and he wants to bless you. And that's why he sent his son, so that you could be a part of this amazing kingdom of promises. And he wants to give that to you. He wants you to have that and to experience that. Another spiritual distraction is what we believe about our destiny. Some people, okay, and I think I have been there before. I mean, I corrected that. Thank you, Jesus. But some people believe that whatever they've done in the past it can't be changed. It can't be forgiven. Like it's always going to be a gray cloud over their head, and they're just waiting for the shoe to drop. That's how some people believe. They believe that their destiny is no longer the destiny filled with promises and blessings. They feel like that is no longer available to them because of their past mistakes. This too is another spiritual distraction, which is a lie. Okay. If you repented to God of your sins and you are forgiven, then let me tell you, the word says that where grace abounds, we're talking about God's grace, not man, because, you know, man's grace can be a little fickle. But where grace abounds, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Okay, meaning that God's grace is bigger than your sin. If you have a repentant heart, okay, then let me tell you, if you have a repentant heart and you have already accepted Jesus, and I know some of you probably don't want to hear all the spiritual stuff, but I'm going to say it anyway. And you accepted Jesus in your heart and you believe the finished work of Jesus Christ, then your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. God is not, we have to stop looking at God like he's a man, like he's a human being who at any minute he's going to be fickle. He's going to change his mind, be like, oh, you pissed me off, so I'm not doing this now. No more blessings for you. No more promises for you. You know, we think of him with a distorted perception, and we have a distorted mindset about our destiny, and especially our destiny concerning what God has for us. Okay. His plans are to prosper you and not harm you, to give you hope and a future. That is the word of God, Jeremiah 29:11. Okay. So look it up. Don't just take my word for it. Look it up. So that's the plan that God has for you. So when you click, when you get rid of the distraction, thinking that, okay, I'm going to do the work, like I'm going to do the physical attributes and the physical work to build this vision or to build this business or this ministry or whatever it is, I'm going to do the physical things, but then really on the inside of me, I don't believe that it's going to flourish. I don't believe that it's going to be blessed because I made these past mistakes that I think God is hovering over my head or holding it over my head, and he's judging me on it. And you know, and all this crazy stuff, acting, you know, thinking of God like he's a mere human being and he acts fickle like man. No, that is not the case. That is a distraction when you believe that your destiny is nothing that is going to be anything good. And you're just working out of the sake for working, but you have no idea, like you have, or you have an idea, but you have no hope that you are going to have a wonderful destiny. Okay, that God intends for you to have a wonderful destiny and that you are forgiven. This is a spiritual distraction and a lie from the enemy. Another spiritual distraction is the last one, is people who distract. As you know, when you think about attacks, spiritual attacks, I don't know why people think this, but people think that like demons of hell is coming up and they're going to just, you know, attack you like directly from the spirit into the natural. They're going to pick on you. We think of these things like a horror flick, you know, where you're in the horror flick, there's some type of entity is tormenting the family, is doing all this foolishness and stuff. But we have to understand the enemy uses people. And people sometimes do and don't know that they're being used by the enemy to distract you, to throw you off guard for what you are called to do, what you are supposed to do. Point blank in the period. Okay, so people can be a distraction, but they could be distracting you, being used by spiritual forces to distract you. And like I said, sometimes they don't even know that they are a distraction. Be very mindful of this and be bold enough to first of all, ask God for wisdom so that you can be wise enough to know when a person is distracting you and being used by the enemy. I cannot remember the scripture. I can't. If I remember it, then I'm going to put the scripture in the description. Okay. But it was, Peter? I think it was Peter. And if I'm wrong, look, for all of you Bible scholars out there, drop it in the comments. Okay. Drop it in the comments. So we'll know. I think it was Peter, but Peter said something to Jesus, and Jesus had to rebuke him and say, "Get behind me, Satan," because he saw that what Peter was saying, it was not necessarily his friend Peter, but it was the enemy trying to say something through Peter to discredit or to stop or to speak against what Jesus knew needed to be done. Okay. And like I said, I will drop it in there. But look, y'all better leave a comment on this one if you know what scripture it is. Okay. But I'm going to look it up after this. But even Jesus knew, this isn't my friend talking. This is the enemy using my friend to say something that is not so, to say something that is to discredit or to stop what needs to be done. Okay, so you have to be wise enough, discerning enough, and bold enough to be able to say, no, I mean, I'm not telling you to tell people, get thee behind me, Satan. Look at that. If you do, that's your business. But you could definitely stop people from being used by the enemy to distract you and get you off course for what God needs you to focus on right now. So now let's just get to the powerful three things, honey. Okay. Let's get to the powerful ways to stop being distracted. Okay. It's in the title. And here's the first way. You have to remember why you started. Why did you start this journey? I know we're all working on something. I'm sure you're working on something, whether it's finishing a degree, whether it's starting a business or you know, a side business, whether it's trying to lose weight for the summer. I mean, who knows? Everybody is usually, not everybody, because not everybody is goal-oriented, but most people, visionaries, I'll say visionaries, you're working on something, okay? You're working on something, but why did you start working on it? Think about that first. Take time out. Think about, why do I want to do this? What was your original why? Was it an instruction that God gave you to telling you that he wanted you to start something because there's people that need what you have? Or was it you had a desire to help people, so you wanted to start this business or ministry? You may be thinking, I needed to start this because I wanted to make some extra money, so I'm doing this. What is your original why to why you are building this vision? Why you are trying to reach this goal? When you think about that, hold on to that. If you have to write it down and pin it up on the bathroom wall, on the refrigerator, pin it up somewhere, just so you remember, because the thing about spiritual distractions, it wants to take your mind off of what God intended it to be and put it on something that is opposite and that is counter what God gave it to you for, or why you decided to do this. So it is important that you remember that why, and that you stay focused on why you are trying to build, or why you are building. We don't want to just try, but why you are building what you're building. Okay, remember your why. That's the number one way. Another way to stop being distracted is change your mindset about God. I said that earlier, that was one of the spiritual distractions. Change your mindset about God and what God intends for you. Read the word about what God says about you. He loves you. He wants the best for you. Okay, he wants you to experience all the promises that he has for you and all the blessings that he has for you while you are living. And of course, some things, some blessings like legacy will go on even after you're gone. But change your mindset about God. That means getting in a closer relationship with him. If you don't know him, get to know him. You know, accept Christ into your life, Jesus Christ into your heart, but get to know God. For those of you that are believers and maybe you've lost your hope along the way, remember that God wants the best for you. He only wants you to have his good. Anything that is of good, he wants you to have that. He wants you to experience that. And he wants it also to manifest not only for you, but through you. Okay, so change your mind about God. You can do that through prayer, through meditating on his word, meditating on how good he is, what he's brought you through. Change your mindset about God, because if he is a creator who created you in his image, which makes you a creator, then that means something good has to come out of it. Something good has to come out of it if we know that God created you for a certain purpose, right? The third and last powerful way to stop being distracted, saints, is to believe in yourself, that you were created to do this. You were created for a time such as this. How do you do that? Affirmations, honey. Okay. Affirmations. Look at, like the Bible says, encourage yourself. I love the song, Courage, encourage yourself in the Lord. Okay. Who was that? That was Donald Lawrence. Listen to that song, Encourage Yourself. But you have to encourage yourself. You have to encourage yourself and believe that if God created you, He gave you everything you need at this moment, in this time, to do what you are called to do. So affirm that. Affirm that. Say, I am more than capable to finish the work that God has put inside of me. I am stronger than I think because God is my strength. I am powerful. I am smart and intelligent. I am wise and discerning. Those last two is the one me and my daughter say every day. But, you know, you have to encourage yourself because the enemy wants you to be distracted by the wrong beliefs. He wants you to be, or he wants to distort your beliefs and who God is and what you're able to do through God. So remember the three powerful ways to stop being distracted spiritually. Remember why you started, the original reason. Change your mindset about who God is and how he sees you and believe in yourself. I'm going to end with this. Okay, I'm going to end with this. It's a quote by Christopher Columbus. Go figure. So it says, by prevailing over all obstacles and distractions, one may unfailingly arrive at his or her chosen goal or destination. So prevail. Okay, prevail. You are more than an overcomer. Okay, you are equipped with everything you need to get what needs to be done now, to get what needs to be done now. Don't focus on what you don't have for the next three chapters of your life or the next three steps of whatever you're trying to build. Focus on what you can do now. So prevail over those obstacles and distractions. And then you will, he said may, but I say you will unfailingly arrive at your chosen goal or destination. All right. So don't forget to share this, guys. Share this episode. Like it. Leave a comment. I can't wait to hear what you think. And listen, let's be focused. Let's move ahead. Let's build what we are meant to build. Use our gifts and let our gifts make room for us. Again, I'm Crystal Benford. Thank you for joining me on the Affirm and Power podcast. And until next time, I'll see y'all soon. Bye.